Today is November 13th, 1989, at 4 p.m., Sandy Payton Show.
No, you don't have to wear the headphones until we take the calls. Okay, Miriam Bosch is with us, by the way. We will get this underway. And anytime you'd like to join in, the numbers are Dade 379-8255, Broward 389-8255. Okay, so where are we now? Does that mean he has truly given up, or is this a legal ploy? What does this mean?
Well, he hasn't given up. The decision has been made by Judge Hoover that the Attorney General had the right to take the decision away from immigration after they decided he was not a national security risk. In other words, he's saying the Attorney General has the right to do anything, everything, whenever they want, and has absolutely no power of restriction. And my father has not given up, but he is not going to be held in judicial limbo anymore, and he's not going to play their game because an appeal will take another 2 years, and after that, we're going to get the same results.
So what does that mean, he's not going to play the game? The U.S. District Judge, William Hoover, ruled and upheld, basically, the ruling that he should be deported. That he upheld the government's decision to deport Orlando Bosch.
Right.
So that could mean, at least from what I'm reading, and that's all I know, that your father could be deported immediately.
Absolutely.
If the State Department can find a country to accept him.
Right.
So
they're in the process
what is
now.
What is the alternative here?
The only alternative, the only one that can intercede right now is President Bush. He is, the executive power is the only one that can now make any decision on my father's case. Judge Hoover did decide that the Justice Department did have a right to interfere in the immigration's decision, but by law they are not supposed to do that because immigration is a branch of government just like the Justice Department, and when they make final decisions, the Justice Department is not supposed to go in and remove the decisions from them just because they don't like them. And the same thing happened with the parole commissioner. They made the same decision that my father was not a national security risk, another branch of the government, and then the Attorney General came in and stepped in again and said, oh no, we don't like this. We feel that we're going to change our minds about this. He is a national security risk, and we are above all and anybody in this government, therefore we can do whatever we want. And unfortunately, a federal judge upheld that decision, even though the government, and during the hearing, the judge kept questioning the government, and the government presented no law, whereas we presented continuous case law, but somehow we lost.
You gave me just a few moments ago, I haven't had a chance to really go through it, Judge Hoover's whole decision.
The last
here.
Page is the final decision.
Right, and it's a 12-page explanation, his decision here. It's not what it wasn't just a couple of paragraphs as to how he reached that decision. And, of course, just skimming through it now, as I have, basically what the judge did in this decision was outline your father's history as to what brought him to the point he is at today.
As to how the government sees him.
Exactly. And how Judge Hoover obviously sees him.
Well, I don't know if that's true, if that's how Judge Hoover sees him. I can remember going to one of the Coral Gables Bar Association judicial receptions, if I'm not mistaken, about 7 or 8 months ago, and I can remember Judge Hoover commenting to me, because I'm a court reporter and I was there, your father should have been out a long time ago. And this same man is the man that now turns around and makes a decision that my father should be deported, knowing that my father will be killed when he is deported. I don't understand why someone can't stand up for what is right in the courtroom when they say it outside the courtroom.
It's
beyond
me. Well, why do you think then?
I don't know. I think whoever's making the decisions up in the State Department will make them all along, and that is why...
But why do you think a judge would say one thing privately and rule differently?
I wish I knew, Sandy. If I had answers to all these questions,
we
wouldn't be here. No, I haven't asked him. I haven't seen... The decision was 3 days ago, I think, and I've really been very upset, and I haven't asked him.
Not surprised, though. You were upset, but you weren't surprised, were
No,
you?
I'm not surprised. I never really thought that this government, as much as they're trying to get him out of this country, would really accept him. I don't know, you know, we've been asking for answers, why, what crimes, what charges. We just want some answers, but they just don't want to give us any answers, and they think that they have a right not to give us any answers. So you can't fight the government.
That's interesting. You said that you really never thought this government would let your father stay here.
Yes.
And I'll bet if you took a poll of just the average person on the street a few years ago, and the question was, do you think the government, underline the government, mm-hmm. do you think the government will allow Orlando Bosch to stay here? Mm-hmm. I'll bet 9 out of 10 people would have said yes. Simple reason being that we know how, for example, the administration, present administration and the Reagan years, have always courted, for example, the Spanish vote, the Spanish-speaking vote.
Right.
There is certainly a strong outcry in the Hispanic community to have your father stay here. So when you say you didn't think the government would say yes, I have always thought that they would.
Well, I think the State Department, I mean, the president hasn't been involved as of yet, and he said he would not get involved until after the final decision. But I think the State Department is pulling the strings here. And what's really an ironic situation is that President Bush is trying to get three men out of Cuba right now, the political prisoners, which one is on a hunger strike, which I'm sure you know about, mm-hmm. and is trying to save them from the hands of Castro, because obviously the man is going to be a dead man because Castro has no morals, no conscience. And these are political prisoners, and these are men that really don't have any charges against them, political prisoners. Yet my father, who's in this country, who is a political prisoner, who has absolutely no charges against him, no crimes against him, nothing, in the same situation as these men, but has been put through 11 years and 2 years here of torture without any crime, put in jail, is being sent out of this country, deported out of this country, when he's trying to bring three men in that aren't exactly the same political situation he is.
All right, when you say exactly political situation, though, do they have the history? Do they have the past, for example? Let me just...
Well, they've been in the jail for the past 20 years, so they can't have any kind of past for the last 20 years.
Well, that's the point, though, as far as past relating to this country. Just page 2 of Judge Hoover's decision, and I won't read the whole thing, obviously, but in how he reached his decision to agree with the government. Judge Hoover wrote, Mr. Bosch has a history of involvement with radical anti-communist movements aimed at overthrowing the Cuban government of Fidel Castro by violent means. In November 68, Bosch was convicted by a jury on a 5-count indictment for criminal offenses associated with placing explosives on vessels of foreign registry in the port of Miami, firing a 57-millimeter recoilless rifle at a Polish vessel. At a Polish vessel docked in Miami. He also telegraphed threats to Mexican, Spanish, and British heads of state to destroy ships and planes. Now you're laughing. See, I thought you were laughing before. Of their registry.
Okay, none of that, except for the Polish freighter incident, is true. The rest of that was all thrown out of court and dismissed by the judge at that time. None of that is true. That is what the government claims, and the judge is quoting the government. There is not, if you research the court files, there is not one of those charges in there of my father's that was not thrown out of court. He never put explosives on vessels. He never did any of that.
Okay, but you and I have discussed this before. When asked, how do you know that's not true? Your answer is, my father told me.
No, that's not my answer. My answer is, would the government not charge him and take him to trial? They did take him to trial on those charges, and they were all thrown out except the Polish freighter. I have the documentation to show you. I should have brought it.
Okay, so the word...
It's not my father told me. It's that the FBI and the CIA will not let you get away with something if they think you did it in this country, and that's obvious.
Okay, then he goes on to say, this is the judge, these countries all conducted trade with Cuba at the time. Mr. Bosch received a 10-year sentence, was paroled in 72 after serving 4 years in prison, later violated the terms of his parole by leaving the country in April 74. The U.S. then issued a warrant for his arrest. Bosch resided in Central South America for about 2 years, where he led an anti-Castro organization known as CORU. He was arrested in Venezuela in 76, charged with conspiracy to bomb a Cuban airliner.
Right, which he was tried for 3 times for the same crime and found not guilty, and it was all a setup from pressure from Cuba, because Castro broke all relations with Venezuela. My father's attorney was killed. I mean, a lot of things happened there. That was all because of pressure from Cuba. My father had nothing to do with that crime.
Okay, the point is, though, when you talked about the other prisoners that the president is trying to have released or pressuring to get released, and I asked you, well, but do they have the same political history relating to this country and things that they've done in this country that your father does? And that answer would have to be no.
Well, the difference is that in 68 he was charged and convicted of one charge. That's it. The thing about the plane and everything else was, you can charge a man with anything, but if he's found not guilty, that's it. It shouldn't be taken forever and ever and ever. I mean, if you are not guilty, who better than a jury or a 9-judge panel, as in my father's case, who has presented the evidence, who better to find you guilty or not? It's not up to the public. It's up to the people who hear the evidence.
Tell that to Alcee Hastings. Okay. You raise valid points. There is no doubt about it. But when we see the reports, okay, and there are huge stacks, which you have seen far better than I have seen.
We have not seen them. They will not. If they release you one page, they block out 3/4 of the page. Those are the CIA governments that we get. They only leave out the little things. Now, those are things that don't mean anything, because if they had any evidence, anything that could convict my father,
Why would they do this with your father?
That's what we've been asking. Why? Where are the charges? Just charge him with something. I mean, this is the United States government. You don't put people in prison without charges like you do in Russia or in Cuba and other communist countries. There's got to be one charge, even if it's a misdemeanor, for God's sake, charge him. They don't have anything on him. That's why they can't charge him.
Well, they can't. They don't have to charge him. They've already got him at least for firing at the Polish vessel.
He did his time.
I understand that.
He had to come back to do his parole violation.
And then jumping parole. At this point, if you just wanted to use those two, the government, like it or not, would still be within its rights to say, we don't want you in this country.
It would be within its rights, but it's... See, you have people in this country that commit real crimes, okay, that the government lets walk around in the street, that the government does not deport. My father, what he did in 1960s, my father did it out of love for his country, which I would like to see President Bush say that if the communists came into this country and took this country, he would not fight. There's not a true American that would not fight for this country when we fight other people's wars.
Mm-hmm.
What he did in the 60s, should he have to suffer for the next 40 years for what he did in the 60s when we lost our country? Is that fair? That's not what this country is about. This is a country of compassion.
So when you say that it's not that he's given up, he's just tired of playing the game, and that's why he said he's accepting deportation.
Yes.
I have trouble believing that he's just sitting back now, even though not giving up, but accepting deportation.
Well, we've tried every avenue. We've tried a congressman. We've tried senators. Everybody's written letters, gone to Washington. I think Congressman Connie Mack is up there now trying to fight for my father's freedom. Congresswoman Liliana Ross, all of them. We've tried every avenue that you can go. We've tried the church, and there's someone up there that is saying no, no, and no. And they will not give us reasons why, and they will not show us any evidence. So who else do we have? What other avenue? There is no other avenue. And to sit there in a judicial limbo, which is where he's at now, which is what this country condemned Venezuela for in 11 years, and I have the papers with me when they wrote it in their human rights violation for the United States, they're doing exactly the same thing. And 2 more years of prison and 2 more years of attorney's fees, for 3-4 attorneys, it's just impossible. And then to be back in step one because they're not going to accept him because someone up there does not want him in the State Department. They don't want him here. It's going to be the same decision now as it will be in 2 years.
It just gives him 2 more years to drag it out and stay here.
And to be imprisoned. And gives this government an opportunity to break his spirit, to break his morals, to break him.
He's still at the correctional center in South Dade.
He still is. Yes, he is.
And he will stay there until they decide where to deport him?
Exactly. We don't even get a choice in that. They have to pick the country. And we have written executed death sentences from Castro that the minute he is deported, he will be killed. We have diplomats that escaped from Cuba that have come here and talked to the press and said it.
Why didn't they kill him in prison in Venezuela? He was in
they
prison
did.
There for
11. They tried to. They tried to poison him. My father had to cook his own food. When he got out of the Venezuelan government, the government had to give him 4 bodyguards just to protect him because there were snipers everywhere waiting for him.
But I mean, even in prison, it's hard to believe that Castro couldn't have, if they really wanted to get your father.
He had his own cell with 2 locks. The morning warden and the afternoon warden both had to come at the same time in order to open that lock. Maximum security, cooked his own food. Nobody was allowed in there.
Is there a feeling now, and I don't know, but you speak to, not that you speak to government people all the time, but involved with the government as you have been. There is a feeling now, of course, because of what's happening in Germany, for example, that Castro is more vulnerable than ever and that he's really feeling very nervous at this moment, if you believe reports. Okay. He would have to be feeling some sort of pressure. There's no doubt about it. I heard some freedom fighters being interviewed over the weekend on television, and they said that they really believed, and they weren't being optimistic, they really believed that Castro would fall within the next year. Because of pressure from the Soviet Union. At a time like this, doesn't this make, for example, the government, and let's say some of their reports are valid about your father. You say you know what your father has done and has not done. I don't believe you can. I understand. It's your father and you believe what he's saying to you. I just don't believe that you can know all that he has done or has not done.
Well, then Okay. Where is the evidence?
Whatever. Say that our government has the evidence. Is it not, and I'm just giving you a for instance, is it not even more dangerous to let someone with your father's influence roam free today? Not that he couldn't do the same thing from another country, grant you, but still from our shores, to now overthrow Castro, knowing how vulnerable he is?
Okay. The answer is, and this answer comes straight from my father, you do not need to overthrow anybody today with communism. Communism is falling apart. Reform is coming about everywhere in the world. Democracy, some form of democracy is coming in. The walls are coming down in countries. Cuba is developing an inner war within the people. There's no morale. When Castro kills his own generals and there's drugs in and out, there's hardly any morale left in Cuba. You don't need to go into Cuba now and fight Castro. Castro and communism will eliminate itself, as is going on all over the world. That is my father's answer to me. You don't need violence. You might have needed it in the 60s when someone just took your country for the first time, but you don't need it anymore. It doesn't work, and people are realizing it.
Therefore saying he has no interest in
none
doing anything. That's what obviously the message you're giving.
None whatsoever. It's going to do it by itself.
It probably will.
That's the way he feels. That's his answer to me, and that's his answer to the government.
But when you have fervent, and that's using the word very mildly, anti-Castro militants who are out in the Everglades and where else, guerrilla training every weekend, if not more, right here for years and years and years. And I'm not saying about your father now. It's hard to believe that many of them, if not most of them, wouldn't like a piece of flesh for all of the hatred and all of the pain and the deaths that this man has caused them. So I'm not so sure that many of them are willing to see it back, to sit back and let it just happen.
Well, I don't know about many of them, but I think there's a difference from the 1960s to the almost 1990. I think time does a lot to people. You forget a lot, and even the ones that don't forget, you realize that violence is not the answer. And many of them is not my father. Many of them are not pinpointed by this government like my father is. So he's the one that has to answer, not they. The government doesn't care what they have to say. They care what my father has to say. Therefore, my father's answer is, no matter what he's done, and Castro is a murderer, no matter what he's done, you don't need to touch him. He's going to destroy himself.
Because you know the harassment. Suppose they free him to live in the community. It's over. Orlando, it's over. You're free man. Any time something happens that is slightly suspect, a bombing, whatever it might be, in the area, they're going to come after your father.
Well,
is it worth that? Is that a life?
Anything is a life better than in prison, Sandy, especially when you haven't committed a crime.
No, I mean, is that a life as opposed to going to another country and living
there? Yes,
it
is a life, because the difference is that here he has us. We're his family. He has 6 kids. He has no means of support in another country. He has us here. He has people that are behind him. And I don't think any time that there's a bomb and any time that there's something else, they're going to come to him, because I think they're going to be very closely monitoring him if they free him. And, I mean, that's all right with me. As long as he's a free man, as long as he gets the freedom he's deserved for the last 13 years, he's not worried about that. You know, if they want to come to him, if they want to monitor him, check him out, it doesn't matter, because he's going to be innocent. They're not going to find anything. They've just put that label on him. And they put that label so that when they deport him and he is killed, they'll have some justification for what happened. Therefore, let's call him a terrorist and convince the public that he's a terrorist, even though we have no documents to prove it, because we are the government and we don't need any evidence because our people have faith in us. And it doesn't work like that.
Okay, and we will get to your calls and how you're thinking. And this has been a long, drawn-out battle for everyone, certainly mostly for Orlando Bosch and his family, but for all of us in this community. It's just been going on and on. At this point in time, what do you think? And have your thoughts changed about this man and what should happen to him over the years, or have they stayed the same, whatever that might be? Dade 379-8255, 379-TALK, Broward 389-8255, 389-TALK. Sandy Payton with Miriam Bosch, daughter of Orlando Bosch. We will return on 790 W News.
This is W News, WNWS, AM 790, South Miami, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Sandy Payton with Miriam Bosch, daughter of Orlando Bosch, coming right to your calls right after we find out what's happening with the traffic from Leslie Marshall. One line available in Dade, 379-8255, 379-TALK. One in Broward, 389-8255, 389-TALK. We go to West Miami on W News. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to ask Miriam a couple of questions.
Yes.
Did you live with your dad in the same house back in the 60s and 70s when...
In the 60s, because in 1968 he was imprisoned.
All right. You did live with him, though, and so forth.
Yes.
And you lived with him here in Miami when he was practicing and so forth, out at Jackson Memorial and so forth?
It was Abbey Hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you... were you... see, what I'm trying to say is I don't blame you at all for trying to help your dad. Mm-hmm. At all. But I do want to tell you that your timing was very bad. Back in those days, if you lived with him, you had to know that he was stashing explosives in his trunk. It had to be stashed somewhere in your house or in the garage. You had to know of his thoughts. You had to know of his actions.
Why would it have to be stacked in her garage? Why would it have to be? I mean, I'm not...
So, well, where do you keep explosives to put in your car? So
well, he's I understand.
Running all over town with explosives in his
but
trunk.
But if you are as good a terrorist, how does that... As Orlando Bosch is supposed to be, you don't hide it around your house with your children. You know where to stash it.
I don't understand the point you're getting at.
Well, the point was that
there's no way you
could
know.
Dad, I love you. You're wrong. Let's don't do this.
My father did not have explosives all over the house, and my father did not have explosives where you say he had them. If he would have had them, then they would have charged him and put him in jail for that.
Well, I just want to tell you that there's one other thing that I would suggest that would be good for your family.
Yes.
And I raised a couple of nice daughters. I know how things go.
Okay.
If I were you, and the way you feel about the government, and the way everybody's been stomping down and running down on you and your family and so forth, I would just want to all together get together and go to some place like Spain or Morocco, where you'd be happy.
I love this country. I'm very happy here. I would never leave the United States.
You do not. You have been very... Every time I hear you on TV or see you, you get more and more mean.
Mean?
Ornery, yes.
All I have said is that what they are doing with my father is an unjust decision. I love this country.
You think that the wimps in the State Department and the Attorney's Office and so forth, who are wimps, are just dreaming up all this stuff about 60 things on your dad?
Well, if they're not dreaming it up, then where is it? I want to see it. I think I have a right to see it, don't you?
Is this not a democracy? You know, I don't really believe that he's going to just get bumped off anytime he leaves either. But I tell you what I think would be very, very best for him. If he would go down and accept to be deported to Cuba and go down one block from Fidel's home and stay there, he'd be safe forever because Fidel would not dare molest him.
Well, all I can say is I'm certainly glad you're not up in the government making the decision of where
okay.
to send him.
Okay, ugly.
All right, thank you. North Miami on W News. Hello.
Hello. Miriam?
Yes?
If I remember correctly from what I read in the paper,
mm-hmm.
Judge Hoover stayed the deportation proceedings pending an appeal.
Right, we have a choice for appeal, but we're not going to appeal it.
Well, that's what I thought. I heard you say before, but I think that's a mistake for this reason. When it's my memory that when the president flew down with now Senator Leighton, he told her that he would not enter these proceedings unless and until the proceedings in the courts had been exhausted.
Right.
And I don't think I just cannot imagine that if you do not exhaust all of the remedies you may have in the court, that the president would enter at all.
I think
he'll take the attitude that how do you know that the courts would not have found in your favor in the end anyway.
Well, the one thing that you have to understand is an appeal would take at least, because we have spoken with the government, at least another couple of years.
But don't you understand that no matter who would have won in Judge Hoover's court, there would have been an appeal to the 11th Circuit in any case?
Yes, but if we would have won pending their appeal, we would have had the right to ask for my father's freedom in the meantime. But since we did not win, we do not have a right to ask for his freedom.
It would not have been automatic. I think that you're leaping to a conclusion there. I don't believe that that's necessarily true. I think that you would, and as a matter of fact, if you appeal, you would give the jurisdiction to the 11th Circuit to decide all over again whether or not your father could be released pending their judgment.
Well,
and I think that it's a bad mistake on your part to just let it go at this point. Well, the only reason that I could think that you would want to do a thing like that, you and your father, is that you're trying to make a martyr out of him.
No, that's not true. I mean, it's easy for us to say because we're outside in the street and we work and we go home and we watch TV. But for someone who was in prison for 11 years, found not guilty each time, and then two more years here that spent 13 years in jail, it's not so easy to say, okay, I'll take another 2 years.
Sandy Payton with Miriam Bosch. We go to Carl Springs on W News. Hello.
Miriam, I just want you to know that not everybody is against you. I have followed this from the very beginning, and my heart goes out to you for all the horrible things that you've been subjected to by a lot of the callers, not only this time, but practically every time. And as far as I'm concerned, I just want you to know that I have the greatest admiration for your father, despite the fact that he's considered a terrorist. He was fighting for his home, which he was brutally taken away from him. And I think that you have a lot of guts and a lot of courage, and you deserve a lot of credit. And I think that nobody has the right to sit in judgment of your father here in this country.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I'm in shock. Third time I've been on Sandy's show, and you're the first
nice
call.
Well, that's been nice.
I wanted to call you on numerous occasions to tell you how much I sympathize with what you've been going through, what you've been subjected to, and to keep your head high, because you have nothing, your father has nothing to be ashamed of, and neither do you.
All right,
thank you very much.
We go to Miami on W News. Hello.
Hello. Marion?
Yes, sir.
I heard you on several television programs saying that this country our government is hypocritical. And I think it's a shame that you criticize this government. You ought to kiss the ground that you're here. And it's a shame that you're always criticizing our government.
I'm never criticizing your government, sir.
Just a minute. Another thing is that
if you're going to accuse me, I think I should have the right to defend myself.
Yeah, let her
myself.
Respond, would you?
I heard you on television.
All right, may I respond? May I respond?
Go ahead, respond.
What I have said is that the decision in my father's case has been very unjust, and I did come on television 3 days ago saying that this government can sometimes be hypocritical, and I meant it. And I was not putting the government down. I love this country, and I love this government. I'm sorry you got that impression.
I've seen you all. Listen, it appears to me that you're always mentioning the government is this and the government is that. Listen,
because look what they're doing to my father.
They found that your father's a terrorist, and he's not above the law.
Well, the law...
In this country that...
All right, that's...
commit crimes and they're citizens...
What crime? What crime has he committed?
What do you mean a crime?
There are no charges.
He called at the Polish... Freda.
He did 4 years for that, sir. That's all the government wanted him to do.
Well, he left the country. He should have stayed where he left.
All right. Well, as far as you're concerned, he's committed crimes that don't exist.
Another thing I want you to understand is that the Department of Justice has the power to view all the cases of citizenship. They have a right to take the cases from the Department of Immigration.
Not according
they
to the law.
Yes, sir. They have.
Okay.
Under the law, they have the right to do what they were supposed to do. And I think that they're doing the right thing.
Okay.
I'm not against your father, but if he committed a crime, it's a felony.
Okay,
where's
the crime?
The crime is, listen, he's
you're right. You're absolutely right. If he committed a crime.
Specifically that he's a terrorist.
Where's the crime?
He should be shipped back.
Where's the crime? That's all
he,
I want to know is where's
terrorist.
The crime?
They found out that he's a
okay,
terrorist.
He just keeps repeating it. Thank you very much. But you remember the scenario I just laid out for you.
You're probably right, Sandy.
I'm telling you. And then I'm going to write the novel. Because I have figured this whole thing out. George Bush found his way out. I am sure he has found his way out. If not, I don't know. Whatever you want to bet me, you can bet me.
Well, I'll be back on this show and we'll discuss the scenario next time.
And hopefully I can talk to your father in the next few days.
Yeah, he's starting to give interviews now.
Okay, I will get him on. Talk to him, since we've talked about him so many times. It'd be interesting to talk to him.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Miriam. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.